Standing in the dusty attic of an old Norfolk rectory, Bill Bryson stumbled upon something far more valuable than forgotten heirlooms. He discovered that the entire sweep of human civilization could be traced through the unremarkable rooms of his home. While we spend years memorizing kings and wars, we rarely pause to consider the astonishing journey behind something as mundane as a dinner fork or a hallway. Yet these everyday objects and spaces reveal how humanity transformed from cave dwellers into creatures who demand precisely 68-degree rooms and Egyptian cotton sheets. The rectory became Bryson's time machine, each room a portal into the struggles, innovations, and occasional absurdities that created modern domestic life. What makes this exploration captivating isn't just the facts themselves, but the realization that houses aren't refuges from history. They're where history actually lives. In 1850, two structures rose simultaneously in England, London's magnificent Crystal Palace, a 19-acre greenhouse showcasing industrial marvels, and Bryson's modest parsonage. While the palace dazzled millions before being dismantled, the unremarkable rectory endured, quietly accumulating centuries of human experience in its walls, floors, and forgotten corners. When a fierce winter storm exposed Scarra Brae in 1850, it revealed 5,000-year-old stone dwellings, older than Stonehenge or the pyramids, featuring locking doors, drainage systems, built-in furniture, and even damp courses. Their inhabitants enjoyed jewelry, pottery, and abundant seafood. Lacking wood, they burned seaweed for warmth, inadvertently preserving their homes for millennia. Yet settling down made life worse. Hunter-gatherers ate more varied diets, consumed more protein, and lived longer than early farmers. Agriculture brought dietary deficiencies and new diseases from living close to animals. Today, 93% of human food comes from just 11 crops first cultivated in the Stone Age. The medieval hall represented everything we've since rejected. Everyone, family, servants, strangers, ate, dressed, and slept together in one barn-like space with a central hearth belching smoke. Privacy didn't exist. Everything changed when houses grew upward. Fireplaces and chimneys eliminated smoke, making second floors habitable. The wealthy built great chambers upstairs to escape their servants. This craving for personal space proved revolutionary, spawning new room types: study, bedchamber, closet, library, gallery. Houses expanded outward too, culminating in absurd prodigy houses like Knoll with its legendary 365 rooms. Medieval kitchens battled rampant spoilage and fraud. Sugar arrived mixed with gypsum, tea with sawdust, vegetables colored with deadly arsenic. Bread consumed 80% of food budgets and was especially vulnerable. Ice transformed everything. Frederick Tudor shipped crystal-clear blocks from Wenham Lake to Bombay in the 1840s. America built massive 250,000-ton Chicago warehouses and refrigerated railways, creating an entirely new food economy. Salt and pepper, though nutritionally trivial, shaped empires. We need just 200 milligrams of salt daily. Modern diets contain 60 times that. Duke Carl of Burgoyne ordered 380 pounds of pepper for his wedding purely to flaunt wealth. These seasonings drove exploration, colonization, and intercontinental trade. The Columbian Exchange transformed global cuisine. 60% of today's crops originated in the Americas. Britain's beverage culture evolved from Pasco Rosé's first coffee house, 1652, to widespread tea drinking. When William Pitt slashed tea taxes, it became Britain's first classless beverage, establishing a tea time ritual that defined an entire culture. Edward Tull's design for the old rectory eliminated the footman's pantry, absorbing it into an enlarged dining room and depriving servants of any retreat. This wasn't oversight, it was philosophy. By 1851, one-third of London's young women worked as servants, enduring punishing hours with little recognition. Virginia Woolf viewed them as untrained, uneducated, human minds wriggling undressed, while Edna St. Vincent Millay declared them not really human beings at all. This dependence created a pathologically helpless upper class, like the Duke of Marlborough, who couldn't understand why his toothbrush wasn't recharging automatically without his valet. Hannah Culwick's 40-year diary provides the most complete record of an underservant's life. Beginning work at age 8, her entries document exhausting 15-hour days, scrubbing floors, blackleading grates, cleaning boots, with most days ending, sleeping in my dirt. Laundry maids occupied the bottom rung, processing 700 items weekly through soaking, scrubbing, boiling, rinsing, wringing, and drying. America differed dramatically. While Thomas Jefferson owned over 200 slaves, free servants were scarce. Fewer than half of American households ever employed them. Rather than reform servants, Americans reformed their houses, embracing labor-saving devices. Britain's 1939 wartime blackouts revealed our dependence on artificial light. Without it, 600 people died monthly in accidents. Before electricity, a candle provided just 1/100th of a 100-watt bulb's illumination. Early options were dismal. Rush lights lasted minutes, tallow candles smelled and needed constant trimming, while beeswax candles cost a fortune. For three millennia, lighting barely changed, until Amy Argan's 1783 lamp dramatically increased brightness through improved oxygen flow. Whale oil dominated illumination and industry. Between 1830 and 1870, some 300,000 whales were hunted, threatening extinction. Abraham Gessner's 1846 invention of kerosene from coal tar began the revolution, but Edwin Drake's 1859 Pennsylvania oil strike proved transformative. Cities adopted gas lighting around 1820, providing 20 times more brightness despite its hazards: explosions, fires, toxic fumes. Thomas Edison and Joseph Swan independently developed practical incandescent bulbs. Edison's genius lay in commercialization. Within a year, his company powered 13,000 bulbs through 334 plants worldwide. Alexander Graham Bell developed the telephone while researching hearing aids. What began as an electrical toy became history's most valuable patent. Stairs cause 306,166 injuries annually in Britain. You'll statistically miss a step once every 22,222 uses, with the elderly accounting for 84% of fatal falls. Most accidents happen during descent on the first or last step. Your brain needs 190 milliseconds to react, enough time to fall 7 more inches before recovery. Walls proved equally lethal. After the 1830 wallpaper tax repeal, British sales jumped from 1 million to 30 million rolls. By the late 19th century, 80% of English wallpapers contained arsenic, particularly in popular green pigments. Designer William Morris enthusiastically used arsenic despite knowing its dangers. Paints containing lead, arsenic, and cinnabar caused painter's colic, lead poisoning bringing palsies, hallucinations, and blindness. The bedroom became a Victorian chamber of horrors. Doctors claimed 40% of American deaths arose from breathing unwholesome air while sleeping. 40-pound feather mattresses required constant turning and airing, while vermin were constant companions. Within marriage, sex was permissible only without a particle of sexual desire, with monthly intercourse the recommended maximum. Syphilis treatments proved as horrific as the disease. Mercury became standard until antibiotics arrived. A night with Venus and a lifetime with Mercury became the grim axiom. Ancient civilizations excelled at sanitation. Skara Brae and Indus Valley homes featured advanced systems 4,500 years ago, while Romans provided 300 gallons of water per person daily. Early Christianity equated holiness with dirtiness, and plague fears sparked beliefs that bathing opened pores to deathly vapors, resulting in 6 centuries of minimal washing. Queen Caroline revolutionized gardening in 1730 by creating the serpentine, the first artificial pond designed to appear natural. Plant hunters expanded botanical variety from 1,000 plants in 1750 to over 20,000 by 1850, Our homes harbor surprising microscopic life. A typical bed contains 2 million mites, with 6-year-old pillows containing significant amounts of skin cells, mites, and their waste. In 1991, hikers discovered Otzi, a 5,000-year-old body whose sophisticated attire, fur leggings, goatskin loincloth, and bird's nest-like boots with bearskin soles proved more comfortable than modern footwear. After an immensely long evolutionary period, Cro-Magnons emerged with one of history's greatest inventions, string. This simple twisted fiber enabled clothing, fishing lines, nets, and snares, the weapon that allowed the human race to conquer the earth. Fashion prioritized status over practicality. The 16th century saw enormous ruffs called picadilles that made eating nearly impossible. When buttons appeared around 1650, they proliferated decoratively on sleeves and cuffs where they served no function, a tradition continuing today. Philippe Ares claimed in the 1960s that childhood didn't exist before the 16th century, a view that gained widespread acceptance despite serious misreading. While children died in great numbers, parents were devastated. John Evelyn wrote, "Here ends the joy of my life after losing his son." Economic necessity forced children into labor from incredibly young ages. The most pitiful were chimney sweeps, who began around age 5, with masters sometimes lighting fires below to hurry them along. The 19th century utterly transformed private life. Born in 1822 into an essentially medieval world, people lived to witness steamships, telegraphy, photography, indoor plumbing, electric lights, cars, planes, and thousands of innovations. Even the concept of a weekend was brand new, first appearing in print in 1879. From the rooftop, the landscape appears timeless, though this permanence is deceptive. Half of all energy produced since the Industrial Revolution has been consumed in just the last 20 years. Our endless quest for comfort has created a world teetering on the edge, a reminder that the house containing our history might also contain our future, if we're wise enough to learn from it.